Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension report from Rebecca McFarland, who is the Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent. Good morning.
Good morning, Judy. Well, this morning I want to share additional information about Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Of course, the month of September is set aside to provide more awareness around suicide, and this is something that we should talk about all year round. My last two or three programs, I have been sharing information about suicide prevention. And so again, September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And just want to remind people that suicidal thoughts, like mental health conditions, can affect anyone, regardless of their age, their gender, their background, their socioeconomic status. It knows no boundaries. And while suicidal thoughts or ideation may be common, they should never be seen as normal. So when people have suicidal thoughts or ideation, they really do signal deep emotional pain, or perhaps there's an underlying mental health concern or illness that has not been diagnosed. And so it really requires a lot of understanding, care, and support. So if you have a family member, a friend, a colleague, and they are talking about suicide or giving you some signs of suicide, and we've talked about those before, then again, it really deserves understanding, care, support, being there. Oftentimes I hear people talking about they just want attention. And I just, again, want to remind people they are in really deep emotional pain. And so they need someone who's there with them, who will listen non-judgmentally, show care and concern. Oftentimes, suicide is still met with silence or stigma or shame, and silence should never be the response to someone's pain. And Judy, I will share that we provide, as a member of our K-State Extension Stress and Resiliency Team, we provide a number of opportunities for the public to learn more about suicide, stress, mental health concerns and illnesses, and then also provide opportunities for people to learn the skills, learn how to talk to someone who they may be concerned about. So you can respond in a caring way to someone who might be showing the signs. And so one of the things that I've been also sharing is information from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, and this is their Suicide Prevention Awareness Toolkit. The last week in September, they promote dignity through connection, and really talking about those with lived experiences, because they have so much to share with us about their experiences. And in fact, one of the trainings that I do, we talk about statements that were made to people who were attempting suicide or who had suicide ideation, and some of those statements, of course, were not helpful at all. And so really value the voices of those with lived experiences. They need to feel respected, heard, and valued, and they are more likely to seek help and stay connected if they feel, again, respected, heard, and valued. People who face mental health struggles or suicidal thoughts bring valuable insight that can shape better support systems. And so we know we have some support systems in place. We have professionals, but we need to do much better. Real change starts with real voices. So empowering our community members and peers to lead creates lasting impact in suicide prevention. And we also know, again, that real connection can help prevent a crisis. And so, again, being aware of those signs and symptoms, knowing how to address that situation, how to get help for someone. And it might be a simple check-in. How are you doing today? Or have a conversation with them. And then again, hearing from those with lived experience makes suicide prevention more hopeful, more human, and more healing. Judy, this is a really difficult topic for many people, but we need to have more conversations, and we need to reduce the stigma around it. And let people know it's okay to talk about your emotions, how you're feeling, when you're in deep emotional pain as well. And that includes suicide. So I'm going to stop for this morning, but I want to encourage anyone who wants to have a conversation with me, wants more information about our work or what they can do in the community, please give me a call here at the Ottawa office at 785-229-3520.
Thank you, Rebecca. Mental health is something that, like you mentioned, has been shunned and just swept under the mm-hmm. rug for so very long. Mm-hmm. It is a very real pain. It is a very real hurt. So it's important that people know that there's somebody there for them that wants them to be okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Rebecca. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for the Meredithine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resource Agent, Caitlin Barthol.